This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Fry.
As the Chinese government says they're done investigating the origins of the coronavirus pandemic and blame it on nature, many in the scientific community says there's nothing natural about this virus and are pointing at a Wuhan, China laboratory as the source. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News says this is a cover-up by the Chinese government.
It's all circumstantial, to be sure. The people who could clean this up, the people who could answer these questions have refused to do so. The Chinese Communist Party knows where this came from. They know who Patient Zero was. They could fix this. If I'm wrong, they could embarrass Mike Pompeo. Come on, bring it. Show the world that this didn't come from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. They're not going to do that because they know that they covered this up in the same way that Chernobyl was covered up for so long, and we saw the same results. Millions of people dead.
It is Memorial Day 2021. Couple wise reminders. Don't wish anyone a happy Memorial Day. This is not Christmas. And don't disregard its importance. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The infrastructure debate lingers on with questions about what is infrastructure. Now deadlines have been drawn in the sand. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
An apparent deadline has been set for a bipartisan deal to be reached on the Biden administration's infrastructure bill. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tells CNN State of the Union that the president will look to act without the support of Republicans if they can't come to a consensus.
By the time that they return, which is June 7th, we need a clear direction. Certainly encourage to see the healthy conversations that have happened over the last days and weeks. But the president keeps saying inaction is not an option, and time is not unlimited here.
The plan from Republicans is around $250 billion, a far cry from the president's $1.7
trillion. Introducing Mr. and Mrs. Boris Johnson. The British Prime Minister married his environmental activist sweetheart, Carrie Simmons, after they secretly tied the knot in London on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
President Biden on Sunday in Delaware reflects on his own military son's loss to those that have lost a loved one this Memorial Day.
Bo didn't die in the line of duty, but he was serving the Delaware National Guard unit in Iraq for a year. That was one of the proudest things he did in his life. So thank you for allowing us to grieve together today. I know how much the loss hurts. I know the black hole that leaves in the middle of your chest. It feels like you may get sucked into it and not come out. Greetings like this in gatherings help, and while I know nothing I can say to ease the pain, I just know that each year it gets a little bit easier. And I promise you the day will come when the mention of the name of your son or daughter, husband, wife, they will in fact bring it, not a tear to your eye, but a smile to your lips. Folks, and I hope that day comes sooner than later.
The oldest man to climb Mount Everest is now an American. Dan Naraki reports.
A Chicago man has become the oldest American to climb to the summit of Mount Everest. 75-year-old Arthur Muir returned from the mountain on Sunday, making it to the summit earlier this month. A previous attempt in 2019 had to be called off after Muir suffered an ankle injury. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau,
I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Live. Hey, welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. You know, the Bible often tells us that we should remember. And the reason is because we're humanoids and we forget. And here we are on this holiday weekend. And when we say holiday, it really is a holy day when you think about it, this Memorial Day weekend and all that it represents. I want to bring on the president and founder of American Faith and senior pastor at Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California, Phil Hodson-Piller. Hey, Phil, how are we doing?
Good, Bill. Good morning. And it is indeed a significant weekend that most people reduce down to time to go to the lake, to the mountains, to the beach or whatever, and do not pause long enough to think about, why do I have this? Why is this a holiday? Mm-hmm. And to your point, call it a holy day. It is one of those days where you kind of reflect on God and the sacrifice of man and the ultimate sacrifice, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you know, exactly. And the thing is, it's always been a challenge. You and I have talked about this before. I think you've given me therapy on this topic because I said I'm really challenged that often, you know, in a general context, Americans, you know, everything's happy holiday. Everything's happy this, happy that. And happy Memorial Day just doesn't go. It just grates my spirit when I hear happy Memorial Day because, you know, there is a cost that goes in to this hallowed day that represents, hundreds of thousands of Americans who have gone for us for the sake of freedom and have fought all over the world to preserve our freedoms and the freedoms of other nations. And I think that's really a time. And sometimes what happens when Memorial Day gets confused because people think, oh, it's the military. So, you know, every veteran, you know, and all this kind of, I kind of resent it a little bit. And I'm a former Marine. I mean, we have our Veterans Day and I appreciate how sensitive people are these days. People who know that I've served in the military, they're very kind, Bill. And, you know, thank you for your service and for them, I just want to say in part, gosh, I wish you were part of it too, because it was so meaningful in my life. I think that, you know, today we have less than 1% of our citizens serving in the military. And I think that's a lost opportunity, because I believe, like, you know, what Israel has found is that everybody serves at least 2 years in the service of their government in the military, in the IDF. And I think that's something that we should learn and take note of. And, because it's, you know, in a sense, we have skin in the game and we have a little bit more understanding of what our Constitution is all about and certainly what liberty is all about and why some of us get so irritated when people disrespect the flag.
Uh-huh. You know, it was funny. I had this thought right before you called today, and that was that one of the things that's reducing, I believe, patriotism in America is there also the reduction in the number of people serving in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if you're serving in the military, I mean, it's hard to find somebody who's not patriotic who's serving.
Yes.
And you think about how the buildup of whether it was, you know, World War I too, there was something that said, I have to, nationalism is important, my country is important, and the patriotic songs we sang, they remind us of that. Mm-hmm. And on this weekend, it's a reminder that not everybody came home.
Yes.
And some paid the ultimate price, and they spilled their blood on a foreign land for our freedom. And the protesting that we've seen over the last year reflects nothing of the sacrifice that have gone before, so that people can stand up and have free speech, and which is now endangered, obviously. But it is a somber day, and yeah. It, for me, it was easy to remember because my birthday is on the 30th, and so you know it all kind of felt my birthday fell right around that time, and mm-hmm. My dad was serving in the military as a colonel in the Army, and so it was an easy instruction point for me as a child mm-hmm. growing up to say, what is this all about?
Right. Exactly. And it translated for you. And, you know, you mentioned the people who spilled blood overseas for the sake of freedom that we enjoy today. And to me, I will extend that to the family members. You know, the letters, the knocks on the door that they received when officials from the government and the military had to come in and tell them that they've lost a loved one. You know, it's really heartbreaking. But again, you know, we remember this. We should, for the right reasons. And I think it's interesting right now is we have Memorial Day, and in contrast to that, we have this higher and increasing interest in socialism, which is absolutely antithetical to everything that Memorial Day represents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. But a lot of it goes back to, we can blame, let's just pick on a group right now. We can blame millennials for something, okay? But ultimately, it's not 100% their fault. Remember, yeah. It was the parents of millennials
right.
who failed to instill something in the life of that child that was important for the republic, for democracy, for freedom, for God, and those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you bring up an excellent point, because you and I talked about this last week in regard to the report from George Barna and talking about the condition of millennials and how they're moving away from these institutions, including the church, because in their assessment, these institutions have failed them. And I think that, you know, that's valid in as much as that we should listen and say, okay, what happened here? And we relegated the education of our children to that cell phone that they keep in their hands. And God forbid, I mean, if you want to make a teenager angry, threaten to take away their cell phone. My goodness. I mean, you think you were going to put a pillow over their head or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. And think about, you know, a lot of people say, well, Memorial Day, so we know what we do if we've now got that pay. How did this thing get started?
Yes.
It actually started with Southern women gathering flowers on the graves for both North and Southern soldiers who died in the Civil War. So the origin goes back to 1868 on May 30th. And so you kind of look back and go, wow, that's pretty significant where it was Southern women mm-hmm. who gathered flowers for both North and South. You know, and then it would take it a few years to evolve a little bit further, you know, until it was finally in 68, it was moved to last Monday in May. And so that's why we have it now, not on the 30th, but, you know, to kind of make the calendar simple, I suppose,
yes.
and make it fall on a holiday so you get a long weekend. Again, mm-hmm. go back to let's make this convenient. It happened in 1968.
But, you know, Phil, I want to pause for just a moment and meditate on that. You know, you got Southern women, because we know the Civil War, what was going on, us against them. I mean, you talk about, you know, the revolution, you know, the Civil War that took place. But you see, this is the Spirit of God that acted on these women that, you know, that extended their hearts in such a way to honor the dead, regardless of what side they fought on. But that they were American citizens above all, right?
Right. Right, exactly. And I think it was a reflection on, well, everybody lost.
Yes.
Nobody won on this Civil War. We both lost sons, and we both lost fathers. We both lost even the women who suffered and died through this thing. So it was a painful experience. You know, Douglas MacArthur, the great general, told his West Point cadets in 1962, he said, "The soldier above all other men is required to practice the greatest act of religious training, sacrifice, and that is in the battle and in the face face of danger and death, he discloses those divine attributes which his maker gave him when he created him in his own image.
Going to break. More from Phil after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
We are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, as we celebrate and honor. And I say celebrate, it's more of a commemoration than a celebration, you know, in a sense. I guess I'm conflicted in the terms, Phil. Phil Hotzenpiller continues with us, the founder and president of American Faith. Still conflicted with how to respond. I mean, some of these words naturally come out, but it's more of a holy day, this, you know, which isn't to say that we shouldn't have time, you know, to enjoy with our family and have our barbecues, but I kind of liked what the late Charles Krautheimer would do. And this is something that I'd been practicing before whenever I could do this is that when you're with a group of people, whether it's Memorial Day, Veterans Day, 4th of July, is that you'd read the Constitution. And this is what he would do. He would have people in his backyard barbecue, and they would go around and read, you know, they would take turns reading, passages of the Constitution until they were, you know, they read it in its totality. It doesn't take a whole lot of time. But after reading the Constitution, it really helps to center us on what America is all about, doesn't it?
It really does. Yeah, and I think it's just a great reminder to go back to roots of, you know, what made us great and what can we learn, and quite honestly, what should we not practice again? Because it doesn't mean, as a people, we have failures. We fall short of things. But that doesn't mean that we didn't do a lot of things right. And I think that's the significant thing.
Well, what other country do you know has this idea of striving for a more perfect union? I don't know of another country that even espouses that, but that's part of our DNA, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, and if you're honest about yourself, I mean, you got to look in the mirror. You got to look at that guy in the mirror and say, you know, you can do better.
Yes.
There's some improvement you need to do as a human being. You know, when all the statues were being pulled down, you know, I had to take a moment, reflect, and I think, okay, is there anything that if I were in somebody else's shoes, would I in any way see it that way? And I had to take, if you don't take the moment to at least get out of yourself and your own thinking and reflect on somebody else, I don't think you're really growing as a human being.
Right.
You know, and was the answer to tear them down? No. Was the answer to abolish history? Absolutely not. But I think if you don't take the time to go, let me think about it, let me meditate on it, then I think you at least have gone through a process. And in some cases, you might say, you know what? That guy probably does need to go. He doesn't need to be glaring in the face of somebody, the entire time. They're going to live out their life and walk by it every day of their life. So
right.
I like the idea of reflection and growth as a nation, and the same thing true, you know, as an individual. Let me tell you something really interesting that happened on Memorial Day. In 1865, former slaves organized a parade and led by 2,800 singing black children, and they reburied the soldiers with honor as an act of reparation and gratitude for their ultimate sacrifice that the Union soldiers gave to bring freedom to the slaves.
Mm.
Now think about what a unifying mark that was.
And why don't we hear about that, Phil?
Exactly.
It doesn't fit the current narrative, but certainly go ahead.
Well, I think one of the problems is that you've got our universities that are filled with liberals and socialists. You know, I've said today, if I had a kid in high school, you know, we'd find there would be history said about four schools he could go to, because it's just their indoctrination centers right now. So history has been changed, it's been questioned, and you pour that into the life of a 18 to 22 year old, he's going to come out questioning everything that he was taught, because now he's in that formative year of becoming an adult, where he gets to think for himself. Little does he know he's not. He's thinking what the professor thinks. And so we're cranking out, you know, these Marxist left-wing socialists, and at the tune of, you know, $100,000 a year sometimes.
Exactly. Yeah, and then, of course, and they're being encouraged because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are saying, free tuition. So that $100,000 tuition debt's going to go away. So it's like, well, the socialism thing seems to be adding up okay. But, you know, like anything, there's a price to be paid. And as you said, the kids have been indoctrinated based on what we were talking about again with, and the George Barna study. And these kids think these institutions have failed them, you know, from marriage, their church, the whole deal, because this is the narrative that's been put out there. Is everything bad about marriage? And certainly there's some tough things out there, and the statistics are brutal, you know, to the point where, you know, more people are getting divorced, it seems, than are getting married these days. And it is a mess, and these kids have been subjected to that. But, you know, we need to be able to celebrate and commemorate, you know, those institutions that have served people well, not all across the board and some that are not, then, you know, just like you said, just like that man in the mirror that has to look at it and say, as much as it would count on me, what is my contribution? Am I building up or tearing down here?
Yeah, and I think the little things that we can, you know, so what do I do? I mean, if I'm listening to this, I say, okay, so what do I do? How do I frame the narrative? What, you know, and I do think we need to remember this weekend. Every Memorial Day, even though my dad did not die in the war, mm-hmm. he served in, you know, World War II in Korea. I'll post a picture and I'll just say, hey, I remember my dad, the sacrifice he made, but then I'll further say, but the ultimate sacrifice was made by those of my that served with my dad who did not
exactly.
come home.
Right.
You know, and I think that's a practical thing I can do because I don't have a loved one who died in a battle, mm-hmm. but I have a long history of military family who served in battle after battle after battle and war after war. And so I think you have to do something, you know, mm-hmm. and make it practical. Put out the flag. When people say, why is the flag out? I want to remember those who gave their life for my country. And do, you know, I think sometimes we forget the little things and how important they can be in us, in our family, and in our neighborhood.
Right.
And, you know, and these, so make it practical. Get yeah. strategic a little bit.
And these things are unapologetic, right? I mean, you don't need to apologize for this. You know, look, at if people are offended, you know, God bless them. But as much as it would count on you and your household, I mean, you're going to honor the dead, those that have sacrificed. You're going to honor our country because the era, as you said, in terms of civility and honor, the idea of honor, what has happened to the idea and the concept of honor in our country right now, Phil?
Well, it's a forgotten word. It's almost like a four-letter word. Even though it's five letters, I just want everybody to know. I know it's got more than that. You know, I can still
count. Oh, people are getting ready to tweet you big time, buddy. Let me tell you.
You bet. Yeah, that's not a four-letter word. But it is. It's become a word like duty, honor, respect. They fall into a collective group of disenfranchised words that are seldom used except on the lips of those who somehow are far beyond me in age. Mm-hmm. And I think that's unfortunate. Can I say this? This is good news. I just sent you this.
Yeah,
Patricia Cullors, the Black Lives Matter founder, is stepping mm-hmm. down amid her controversy of buying multimillion-dollar houses in white neighborhoods. And I have to laugh. I just love these kind of articles because mm-hmm. remember, the Bible says what you sow, you're going to reap, and there's a reaping that comes in every person's life, and the destruction that this woman brought, coupled with other leaders within that BLM movement, unbelievable. And this woman is not just, in my opinion, a bad, duplicitous woman who brought much harm on it. She's also an instigator of religious practice that finds its roots in Satan. And so this is not I just clapped my hands when I saw her buying that. You know, first the house in Englewood, and then in Los Angeles, and then in Georgia. I thought she's in trouble because this ain't gonna last long.
No, without a doubt. Well, sometimes, as the Book of Ecclesiastes says, because sin doesn't demand payment immediately. In other words, you pay for it later, and when it does, it gets much more complicated, doesn't it, and much more severe.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
And, without a doubt, the damage that it did to, and that it's doing to, the whole movement, which, eventually, this is the thing about the truth. It does have a way of finding its way out. Phil Hotzenpiller, where can they go for more information? We got 5 seconds.
AmericanFaith.com.
This report is brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services. The United States has achieved a significant milestone in administering over 200 million vaccine doses to protect against COVID-19. Getting the rest of the American population vaccinated is going to be more of a challenge, though. The Department of Health and Human Services estimates around 20% of Americans are still hesitant to get vaccinated. Dr. Estona Wells Jarrett, a board-certified pediatrician and partner at Sandy Springs Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine, D.C.
Black Americans are almost 3 times more likely to be hospitalized from COVID-19 than white Americans. And while
while all COVID-19 vaccines authorized for use in the U.S. have been shown to be 100% effective against hospitalization and death, nearly a quarter of Black Americans are still hesitant. Black Americans were well represented in the vaccine clinical trials, and all FDA-authorized COVID-19 vaccines are safe for all. It is important to remember that children need protection, too. Those 12 and over are now eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine.
For more information, visit vaccines.gov.
USA Radio News with Lance Fry.
As the Chinese government says they're done investigating the origins of the coronavirus pandemic and blame it on nature, many in the scientific community says there's nothing natural about this virus and are pointing at a Wuhan, China laboratory as the source. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News says this is a cover-up by the Chinese government.
It's all circumstantial, to be sure. The people who could clean this up, the people who could answer these questions, have refused to do so. The Chinese Communist Party knows where this came from. They know who Patient Zero was. They could fix this. If I'm wrong, they could embarrass Mike Pompeo. Come on, bring it. Show the world that this didn't come from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. They're not going to do that because they know that they covered this up in the same way that Chernobyl was covered up for so long, and we saw the same results. Millions of people dead.
It is Memorial Day 2021. Couple wise reminders. Don't wish anyone a happy Memorial Day. This is not Christmas. And don't disregard its importance. USA Radio News.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
We have a country to save.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us because we're going to be talking about a great gooey kind of day. It's National Donut Day on June the 4th. You got that marked down on your calendar? Okay, save that date because on the first Friday in June, Americans celebrate all the gooey goodness of donuts. But did you know that National Donut Day actually has its roots in doing good? Now, this sweet tradition actually dates back to World War I when nearly 250 Salvation Army volunteers known as Donut Lassies traveled overseas to provide emotional and spiritual support, as well as fried confectionery clothes, fried confectionery clothes and supplies to troops. For more than a century, the organization has continued to provide a wide range of essential services to the most vulnerable and the men and women serving on the front lines of need. With us right now is the Commissioner, Kenneth Hodder, the National Commander for the Salvation Army, and he's got all the details. Kenneth, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much, Bill. It's great to be with you.
Well, it's always good to be talking about things that are so sweet and that really touch the hearts of men and women around the world. So share the origins. I mentioned a little bit about the origins of National Donut Day.
Well, you know, everyone loves donuts, Bill.
Yes.
And that really started in 1938 in Chicago when the first National Donut Day took place. But as you suggest, it was a commemoration for work that was done by about 250 volunteers, mostly young ladies, who went to the front lines of France, and they went into the trenches with the boys to provide some hope and some encouragement to them. So in addition to working with them and encouraging them and providing them with clothes, they found a little dough, they put it into a frying pan, and they created something that the boys boys overseas found incredibly tasty, and they became known as the Doughboys.
Went home
and told everybody about it.
Oh, very cool. And so these donut lassies, did they come out of the Salvation Army, or how did the Salvation Army become so rooted in this event?
Well, the Salvation Army had established a relationship with General John Pershing. And so when he was organizing the American Expeditionary Force, he contacted the Salvation Army and he said, "Can you please send some volunteers over to support our soldiers?" So we rounded up a number of Salvation Army personnel and put them on the ship.
Well, and here the donut lassies serve up this confectionery. Who would have thought the donuts could, you know, be such a powerful force and to really be such a blessing to the fighting men and women there on the front line, right?
Oh, it's amazing. You know, today more than 10 billion donuts are made in the United States every year. But, you know, the reaction that people have to them is always the same. It's the same reaction that the Doughboys had. There's always a smile that goes onto your face. There's always a word of thanks and appreciation. And that kind of relationship that people can have with one another is very special. So I think that's a good part of the popularity for the American donut today.
Yeah, that's amazing that, you know, something as simple as that. And in those days, you know, I understand this original century-old recipe is still being used today. And you've got it on your website, right?
We sure do. If people can go to salarmy.us/donut day, and they can get the original recipe. Although I will say there are no sprinkles in this recipe.
But hey, look it. In today's America, you want sprinkles? Add sprinkles. It's okay. Because the donut itself, well, this is it. This is what we love about a free America, is you can have it your way, right?
Exactly right. Exactly right. And of course, we would also encourage your listeners, Bill, to go to salvationarmyusa.org. Because today, in the midst of the pandemic, the Salvation Army is still on the front line.
Yeah, without a doubt. We're so grateful for the efforts. And let me ask you this. If people want to, you know, join up with the Salvation Army and be part of the solution, how can they do that, Kenneth?
There's a number of ways that people can contact us. They can go to the website, or they can go down to their local Salvation Army. The Army's in every zip code across America, 7,600 locations. And I can tell you right now that we're looking for volunteers and people to help us meet the needs of others all the time.
Well, we're talking with Commissioner Kenneth Hodder. He's the national commander of the Salvation Army, largest social services organization in this country, as he mentioned, with 7,600 centers of operation that serve some 30 million people each year. It is a force to reckon with, a force for good, I might say, and especially come this special day, you know, National Donut Day on June the 4th. There's just, I don't know, something incredible about the donut that makes it impossible for one not to smile when somebody hands you a donut, right?
Absolutely right. Now, do you have a favorite donut, Bill?
Well, you know, for me, I'm a plain cake kind of guy. Every once in a while, I'll venture out and, you know, put a little frosting on it and that. But for me, I just like a plain cake donut.
For me, it's chocolate covered and cream filled.
Oh, wow. You see, you go deep. You probably got a metabolism that can handle that. And I'm not going to donut shame you at all. That's not anything to do with it. Actually, it's just part of me wishing that, you know, I'm actually jealous, Kenneth, because I hope my body, you know, could handle that. So that's why I stay in the plain cake mode. But I got to say, you know, because the other thing is that especially when they're hot and they're freshly, you know, freshly fried like that. Oh, my goodness. I mean, that's a bit of heaven.
Oh, absolutely. I'm with you.
Yeah. So good fun here. And again, you know, the fact of the matter is that here, out of humble beginnings and out of a natural need to serve, you know, our service people overseas, you know, the donut lassies end up popularizing the donut in this country. And who would have thought, right?
Who would have imagined that? Mm-hmm. But, you know, it established a relationship between the donut and the Salvation Army and the American public, which has, over the decades, made it possible for the Salvation Army to serve the needs of millions. So we are confident that this was all part of a wonderful divine plan to ensure that people, when they are in need, have the Salvation Army available to them. So we consider it a privilege to serve, and we consider the donut a big part of what we do to help make those needs known to people.
And when you go back and you can imagine the donut lassies, I mean, they're frying up donuts. I mean, it wasn't really, it's what they had in hand as far as pans and that sort of thing. And it started with this idea of, hey, look, we've got some dough and let's fry up some donuts in a small pan, right? And little did they know, they were frying up a bit of magic and heightened morale for the soldiers.
Well, that's absolutely right. And, you know, it lasted for so long. I remember when I was a young officer, an elderly gentleman came up to the kettle, and he put $1,000 into the kettle. And I said, sir, what would motivate you to give $1,000 to the Salvation Army? And he said, in World War I, the Salvation Army gave me one free donut, and I've been paying for that donut ever since.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It's just, and it goes on today. People tell us today how their fathers or their grandfathers have been impacted by simple things provided by the Salvation Army. So that's what we thoroughly enjoy doing.
Okay, so for more information, where can they go, Commander?
To SalvationArmyUSA.org.
Commissioner Kenneth Hodder has been our guest, the National Commander of the Salvation Army. Again, reminding you, you've got to mark this on your calendar and share a little love, share a donut. It's National Donut Day on June the 4th. Commander, thank you for being with us. Take care.
Thanks, Bill. You too.
Okay, 3 dozen by tomorrow morning. Yeah, the roses on the...
Faraz's flower shop is blooming. To keep up with high demand, he must strengthen his business's roots.
Just 1 second. Faraz's flowers, hold please. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Faraz's.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
This report is brought to you by BioMarin. Achondroplasia, the most common form of dwarfism, is a progressive and lifelong rare condition associated with serious health conditions. Chandler Cruz is an advocate born with achondroplasia. In 2018, she founded the Chandler Project, a nonprofit connecting people with dwarfism to resources and community. In 2010, at 16, she underwent a series of limb-lengthening surgeries to correct severe bowing in her legs. The limited treatment landscape propelled her to create a conference where future generations could hear directly from researchers and drug developers.
Beyond disproportionate short stature, achondroplasia can cause a host of serious health complications. I believe everyone with achondroplasia should have access to information regarding all treatment options and the latest research.
The Chandler Project's third annual Achondroplasia Research Conference will be held in person and virtually July 2nd and 3rd. For more, visit thechandlerproject.org.
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
If you'd be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal.
You know, being Memorial Day and all, you think about it. Think about all the bodyguards we've had, the people that have paid the ultimate price and their families as well. Today is such a solemn day, and we honor and respect that, and we bring on Adam Holtz, the director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. Hey, Adam, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I just am, you know, just so inspired. This is a day I kind of really drench myself with, you know, the themes of Memorial Day and, you know, just people have just written some just spectacular sentiments about this day and capturing, you know, what our liberty is all about, the price that has been paid for, you know, what, 250 some years, you know, of this great American idea and those that have fallen and the families that have suffered. And, you know, it's a real special day. And I've shared this with the audience several times. I mean, before I knew that Charles Krautheimer did it, I give him, you know, some regards to that end, as I've always recommended that there are certain times that we do things to remember. Even in Israel, in ancient Israel, what they would do, there would be certain commemorative days of the year where they would come together and read the law, right? And I think that this is one of those days, like any other special, you know, day that we put our flags out, you know, for this country to remember how great, you know, this country and our heritage and that sort of thing, to reconnect with the Constitution. And what Krautheimer used to do, which I thought was brilliant, he'd have people over for a hot dog and a barbecue, but, you know, there would be a pause during the celebration to go around and everybody would take a passage, read of the Constitution, which I thought's brilliant. And I highly recommend that people would do that, because I think that are so removed, you know, from the Constitution. I mean, there's even attorneys whose jobs there are people who are in law enforcement, elected officials that are not that familiar with the Constitution. And they would probably do well to take my advice as well as Charles Krautheimer's advice to take days like this to remember and read the U.S. Constitution.
Well, that's right. And I think that especially I think the younger you are, the further removed you are from the conflicts that, you know, have cost so many lives. And I'm absolutely respectful of the prices that have been paid in Afghanistan and in Iraq. It's not as if we're without a conflict in our own time. I think the fact that those have drawn out for so long can really lull us to sleep. But I know that the older generations, and especially the greatest generation, you know, those who lived in the through World War II and the aftermath of that, and obviously the Korean War and Vietnam, I think there was a greater sense of the price that's been paid. And that price has led to our prosperity and our freedom as a culture. And I think, unfortunately, prosperity and freedom can cause us to get a little bit numb. We can forget, you know, we can just say, you know, 3-day weekend, the Memorial Day is for going to a movie or going to the lake or whatever. And that's fine. There's nothing.
Yeah. And then you find yourself tweeting like the vice president, enjoy your long weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's an example of what I'm talking about, in that we can forget. And, the irony, it's Memorial Day. It's the day to remember the price that has been paid. And like you, I love the intentionality of what you're talking about with Charles Krauthammer, because I think if we're not intentional about it, just like if we're not intentional about our faith, in some ways, I think there's a parallel here with the biblical idea of gratitude. If I'm not intentionally exercising and expressing gratitude, you know, it's easy to just sort of lose sight of that. That's why we teach our kids to write thank you notes. We're trying to inculcate a sense of, you know what, this is not about you. You don't deserve this. You're not entitled to this. This is a gift that's been given to you at a cost to someone else. So we say thank you. We remember. We take that moment and just pause, like you're talking about.
Exactly. Well, I think that there's an opportunity to reset America. And if we've ever needed a reset, I hear the words of Charles Finney echoing, you know, through the ages, who said a revival happens when it's most needed. Boy, if America ever needed a revival, a reset, a renewal, it is now, where we have, you know, so many of our young people who didn't catch the baton as it was transferring in this relay race for freedom that Ronald Reagan referenced. And they said that it doesn't pass through, you know, through the bloodstream. It is something that goes from one generation to the next.
Yeah.
And when you hear this current generation respond to, our government, and in a sense, I don't blame them. I don't blame them for observing what's going on. I mean, they've observed all these institutions, you know, from the church, marriage, education, all this. I mean, these institutions have really failed these kids. And they're going, hey, forget it. There's got to be a better way. Well, there is a better way, and it starts with better citizens. It starts with better leadership. It starts with a passion and a renewal of a vision. You know, as God said, a people without vision will cast off restraint. They will perish.
They will perish.
Yeah, exactly. And what's happening in so many ways, we're probably more reflecting casting off restraint when you see the chaos that's happening. I mean, Adam, I woke up again, and I'm looking at statistics of, you know, Chicago and New York and in Los Angeles, raging fires right now in Los Angeles. Unbelievable, the amount of raging fires. And you know what's causing the raging fires out there, they say? The homelessness. Because they're out there, they've got 60, 70,000 homeless people, and they're just, hey, look at, they got to heat up their coffee or whatever. They're really not paying attention, and they're burning stuff down. I mean, it's incredible the amount of fires that are going on there. And again, this reflects leadership, the lack of leadership that would allow this kind of madness and insanity to take place. So you can't imagine. I mean, I can't blame the kids for saying, God, you guys are really a mess. You know, maybe there is a better way. Well, I believe, you know, you're starting to ask the right question, that maybe there is a better way. But the best way in terms of governments, you know, through the history of mankind, has been this government of we the people.
Right.
But you have to be able to break it down and see where the breakdown occurred. And when you have a people whose relinquishment of morality has been exercised to the degree that we have here in America, it's no wonder you turn your back on God. God says, look, if you turn your back on me, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Chaos is going to run amok. And this is exactly what's going on.
Well, it's we the people, right? It's
not
I the person. And the reality is, there's so much in our culture that reinforces a worldview, and entertainment does this. Obviously, we talk about entertainment at Plugged In, that says your primary lens is, does it make me happy right now?
Right.
And those are the three elements, me, happy, right now. And there's not a thought about the future. There's often not a thought about consequences. There's not a thought about other people. And when you get 330 million people, and most of them or a large percentage of them are focused on what makes me happy right now, mm-hmm. you get chaos. It doesn't right. work, right? And so we need something to call us out of ourselves, to call us to a bigger vision. And I believe the Constitution does that, and obviously our faith does that as well. It calls us
exactly.
to take up our cross and die. You know, when the Lord bids a man to follow him, he bids him to come and die. And
well, and the unfortunate thing,
and like
yeah. Well, fortunate right now because, like you said, just on its face, our flesh doesn't like it. Number one, number two is we have a culture that is, you know, doesn't want to even experience a boo boo. You know,
right.
Performance trophies. Oh my gosh! You know, we got to get the band-aids out. Tragedy. You know, kind of deal. It's like, no, come on. You know, we have been so overly protected, and we have done this to ourselves. But it's okay. I mean, we also, by the grace of God, made in his image, have the ability to be able to look at things and say, you know what? I made a wrong turn somewhere. And
right.
we need to turn back to God and get control and get connected with the truth once again. And if we do that, then we can realize a rebirth of America, a revival, dare I say, of people, you know, responding to their conscience and the truth and being truly loving toward one another. I mean, forget about all this manufactured, you know, systemic racism. I say it's manufactured in most part because one of the things that you hear over and over again, you know, especially with critical race theory, and Adam, what hit me last week, I'm sitting here thinking, I'm going, we have more mixed racial marriages ever in the history of America. Okay, but we're systemic. We got all this racism going on. And now you've got these knuckleheads in classrooms indoctrinating these kids on critical race theory, and they're telling them that black is good, white is bad. Okay,
yeah.
So imagine this. The child goes home to his mixed marriage, you know, family, and says, Mom, you're good, Dad's bad. This is what the teachers, you know, taught us today. What do you think about that?
Yeah. I mean, how do you make sense of it? And
we don't. This is how stupid
this
stuff is.
You don't make sense of it.
Yes.
That's the problem, right? And
right.
and I think when it comes to our entertainment choices, just to spend 30 seconds here, we got two big movies this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Cruella.
Yes.
Which makes getting revenge look very satisfying. This is a thin movie philosophically with some big problems, even though it looks great. And you've got A Quiet Place 2, which is about a family, you know, that's willing to sacrifice to protect its young from an invasion. And I think, you know, one of these movies has a message that I want to internalize. The other one has a message that I want to say, yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, yeah. But it's, to your point, it's the entertainment and this narrative that's taking us further away from where we need to be. And
absolutely.
We need to be discerning enough to understand that and stay focused on that higher calling that God has for each one of us. Adam Holtz, he is the director of PluggedIn.com. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
You bet, Bill.
Enjoy your Memorial Day.
Will do.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go?